Every weekday afternoon, it's the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
And welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you. Time to go back to the hotline, talk some Georgia Bulldogs. Georgia in action this week as they take on the Kentucky Wildcats up in Lexington. Chip Towers, he covers the Georgia Bulldogs for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Chip, always a pleasure, buddy. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, glad to be with you, Johnny. Always nice to be with you. And, you know, you can play that SRV lead-in music every time I'm on, as far as I'm concerned. That's good stuff.
I love it. Hey, where we stand now as far as the Bulldog Nation, you know, they were leading at halftime against Alabama the last time out, and then they didn't score at all in the second half. Is it one of these things where the fans just feel like that was just the first of maybe two, if not three, meetings this year?
Yeah, you know how fans are. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are, you know, furious about it and you know, and feel like it's just a referendum on their ability to win the SEC championship this year, because, you know, the thought is that they'll see Alabama again in the championship game. And, you know, perhaps there was some revelation that, you know, it's not a given that you're going to make it to Atlanta based on the offense such as you've seen it. Or as such as it was against Alabama, at least. But, you know, I think, Johnny, the reality of it is it, you know, yes, it was another loss to Alabama, and that's going to continue to be a hurdle in Georgia's mind and in the nation's mind until you clear it. But as you pointed out, you know, Georgia was leading 24-17 to the last second of the first half, and, you know, just, you know, had a couple of terrible turnovers and a couple of tough calls. And, you know, so it's, you know, a little bit closer than the score indicated. And I think if Georgia can run the table, sort of trim up the loose ends and play like they feel like they're capable of playing, they very much would like to get another crack at Alabama. But, you know, that's looking way far down the road, certainly for Kirby. You won't get him involved in any kind of discussion like that. And, you know, you got to take care of Kentucky this week, which I don't think is certainly, you know, a Everest to climb. But, you know, then the next week is Florida. And, I mean, that's going to be basically the Eastern Division playing game for all practical purposes. And, you know, Florida's, who knows, you know, who knows what to expect from them now? I mean, Dan Mullen, you know, as of this afternoon, I guarantee you, he's sitting there chewing his fingernails waiting to get that Thursday test back.
Right.
I think they won't get back until tomorrow to find out if he even has enough to play this weekend. They think they're going to, but shoot. So, I mean, it's just a weird, wacky world we live in, and a lot of things to get cleared up before we get to that game.
Yeah, Florida, 37 positive tests in the month of October alone.
Yeah, and you know, if you just do the math, right? So most of those guys, I guess, are recovered and coming back out of protocol at this point. But you can't be sure, because I know six of those were new tests this week, or seven were new confirms. So those new confirms are 2 weeks out, right? And I don't know that we know who they are. The way they're handling it, you won't know until Saturday's game. So is that, you know, their fantastic tight end, or is it, you know, the third string scout team defensive end? You just don't know.
Kentucky, by the way, since 2015, it's a program under Mark Stoops that's very competitive against ranked teams. They're 6-7 versus ranked teams since 2015. And, you know, and you can make the argument they're certainly due against Georgia. You know, they've lost 10 straight games against Georgia, so it's been a while since they've got the W, but it's a team where you look at their strengths and what they're able to do as far as you know, bringing to the table against Georgia, and we go back to that Georgia offense where I'm not sure about you, but I look at the Georgia offense and I still have question marks about the Georgia offense.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, they have plenty of questions themselves, and they're trying to get them answered. And you know, what's lacking from Georgia's offense right now? And look, this isn't a shock. It shouldn't be. I mean, they lost 8 starters off last year's team. Really, you could say 9. You know, including quarterback Jake Fromm, and you know, every skill player of any significance except for George Pickens. Complete rebuild on the offensive line. Everybody but Trey Hill. So. Truly, we shouldn't be all that surprised, but, you know, they'd given glimpses early on that they were going to be okay under Stetson Bennett, but they got exposed by Alabama a little bit. And so I'm sure that's what Kentucky's sitting there thinking. I mean, they got a good defense, and I'm like you, Johnny. I was almost surprised when I, you know, look at the old record book and you see Georgia's won 10 in a row in this series, and they've been, while Kentucky's enjoyed quite the rise, under Mark Stoops, they've been almost impervious to it. They've had only one of those games that's been significantly close, and that was the one where Rodrigo Blankenship introduced himself to the world with a game-winning field goal. I guess that was 3 or 4 years ago, whatever it was. The rest of them have been, you know, they've been tough, but decided, very decided in Georgia's favor. And but that's the thing about Kentucky. You know, Georgia's coming off the Alabama loss. You know they're going to be physical. You know they're going to hit hard. You know they're going to be, you know, just coming gangbusters to stuff the run. But in the grand scheme of things, Johnny, I think this worked out really good for Georgia in terms of having to reshuffle the schedule and them getting an off week this past week as opposed to having it this week before the Florida game. They were pretty beat up, and then of course Alabama exposed some things that I think they were able to concentrate on, you know, with full focus without having to get ready for another opponent. So I think it worked out pretty good for them. So and you know, the converse of that is here's Kentucky playing the 6th straight week, and man, they did not look good at all against Missouri. Of course, they're going to have a quarterback change for this game. Mark Stoops confirmed that this afternoon that. They're going to go with Joey Gatewood. That, you know, that's good, I think, by and large. I mean, that's just a wrinkle that Georgia will be, you know, you're going to have some new stuff in there, there's no question. So it'll be a slobber knocker like they all are, but it's tough on everybody playing, you know, 10 SEC games. You know, it's really going to come down to who's healthy, both COVID and injury wise, and then when you catch people. And I think Georgia's actually catching this one at a pretty good time.
Well, Kentucky, you know, they have one of the better offensive lines in the SEC, and they've got some solid backs, but they just haven't looked good this year at times. And, you know, it's one of these teams where, you know, being at home I think certainly helps Kentucky this week. You know, they have a disappointing loss last week to Missouri, losing 20-10. But, you know, we've seen this year where that's not necessarily a bad thing because Coach Drinkwitz is doing an outstanding job with that Missouri football program. One of the things that I don't think will hold true this weekend, the winner in the last 7 games of this series, which has been all Georgia, they've won the Bulldogs in these games by, you know, scoring at least 27 points. I think scoring will be at a premium coming up, and I look more at the, you know, 24-17, 24-10, 24-13 variety. But one of the things about Kentucky, they force a lot of turnovers. And this is where, when we think about Stetson Bennett, he better be sharp because Kentucky is certainly primed to be in a position to intercept because they've already been able to intercept 9 passes already this year.
Well, you're really drilling down on what I think is the sort of paradox for Georgia this week. I mean, I think the winning formula here is for Georgia to go back to being old Georgia, right? And you try to play controlled football and run the football you know, you have better athletes than Kentucky does. I mean, it's just it's the old Alabama formula all the way across both lines of scrimmage, and at most positions you're going to have the better players, so you can play that way. But as you know, as we've seen in college football, as we've seen in the SEC, and as is Alabama. You know, underscored yet again, Nick Saban weighed in on it, is you have got to have explosive offense to win at the level that Georgia wants to win right now. So, you know, do you go in there with the mentality of we're just going to play man ball, Kirby ball, and just get out of, you know, squeak out a 2013 victory and move on to the next thing? Or are you going to try to fix all these things, you know, and tune up the pass game and tune up the spread and the hurry up and all that stuff that Todd Monken was hired to do here? Even though you don't really have the quarterback that you desired to have in this situation, it is what it is. So I'm fascinated by that side of this game. And what's the answer? I don't know. I don't know which one of those George is going to do. I think there's an argument for both because you can't have, you know, a short vision this year the way it's going. I mean, there's just 10 games. You're at the halfway mark. And you may not need it right now this week against Kentucky, and that could be argued whether you do or not. But you're going to need it the next week at Florida probably and down the road for sure if you make it back to Atlanta. So, I don't know what they're going to do. If I'd guess, I would say you may see a little bit more man ball this weekend and Georgia try to get out of there, you know, with its life, basically. But we'll see.
And see, this is one of these things why I really like watching Mark Stoops' Kentucky squads, especially when they play in Lexington, because he has the ability to get them believing in the fact that, hey, we can get these W's. And, you know, it's those intangibles. And Kentucky's got something that they're working on that they have not been able to do since the 40s and 50s. They know that they have to get an upset on one of these games remaining in the last five, or their streak of winning seasons will come to an end at four. They're looking for their fifth straight winning season, something this program has not done since the 40s and 50s. But, you know, just something about these little intangibles, Mark Stoops, you know, almost like playing up the David versus Goliath kind of role. And I won't be stunned at all to see this game in doubt in the fourth quarter, mainly just because he has those players believing in themselves.
Well, and it's also, that's a little bit of the sort of smoke and mirrors of, if you look over those 10 games that Georgia's won in a row here, most of them by double digits, but they were closer than that in most cases. You know, they're usually pretty close through the half. Georgia in the past has been able to distance itself in the second half because of its great depth, and depth of talent that was superior to Kentucky. I don't know whether that's the case right now. And I think the Joey Gatewood factor is not a small thing. I mean, anytime you introduce a new player into the equation, you don't know what you're going to get. And, you know, Eddie Grant's had some time. I mean, you know, there was already buzz surrounding this kid before Terry Wilson got hurt in this last game. So how different will they be? Will it be significantly different? Will it be something that the team rallies around? Because this offense has been atrocious to this point. So, you know, they're looking for something to rally around. And, again, I think it's well-timed for Kentucky just doing it at this point. I mean, what do they got to lose? I mean, this is –
absolutely.
They should have a great – you know, they should be really excited about Saturday because they have a chance to knock off the top five team, and they probably feel pretty good about their odds of doing that.
Yeah, they have not beat, by the way, a top 10 team. You have to go all the way back to 2010, so they're certainly due. But they have had successes against top 25 teams. And Joey Gatewood, you know, as far as buzz, you know, I still remember when he was competing for the starting job with the Auburn Tigers. So he's probably looking at this as an opportunity to say, you know, learn from the past mistakes and ready to take this team and let it be his own.
Well, it's the ultimate wild card, isn't it? You know, and you know, it's too bad that he wasn't able to get eligible when they played Auburn earlier in the year. But you know, I mean, that wasn't a small thing Greg Sankey did, and Georgia's already run into that once with Cade Mays, having to play him against Tennessee. It turned out okay retrospectively, but you know, you couldn't be sure. And you know, Joey Gatewood, he's one of those guys. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, he was like the number three dual threat quarterback in the country when he signed with Auburn coming out of school. So, I mean, this guy's got a lot to prove. He got stuck behind Bo Nix, and, you know, that looks like a situation being a legacy and everything else that's, you know, kind of Auburn about that young man. You know, he just didn't see the light of day over there. So, you know, right now he's looking pretty smart with Terry Wilson going out with an injury and being a senior and, you know, him having an opportunity against a top five team as a sophomore.
Before we let you go, remind everybody again the best ways to keep up with your coverage of the Bulldogs and the SEC.
Yeah, follow me on Twitter, CTowersAJC, and just go to AJC.com. We have a special button for Georgia Bulldogs, and you can read everything that I have written on this and the Kentucky Wildcats. I had a chance to talk to John Clay earlier this week. Does a great job covering the Cats, and so there's a lot of good stuff there.
Hey, we appreciate you, buddy. Have a wonderful rest of the week. We'll talk soon.
All right, see you soon.